Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joyce. How can I assist you today?
I noticed there are two charges sitting on my account. I don't know if it went through or not. And I think it was 124 or something. I actually closed it out. It said something about artificial flowers. I did not order anything.
All right. Can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate you in the system?
Sure. It's 10075.
Thank you for that information. And what would be your first and last name?
Judith Gomish.
What was it, ma'am?
Judith Gomish, G-O-M-I-S-H.
All right. Give me one moment to locate you in my system, please.
Sure.
I do apologize. Give me one moment. I'm still trying to locate you in my system.
Sure. And I closed. I know it's 124 something, and it said something about artificial flowers that from today, and I did not do anything.
You said Judith Conley?
No, the last name is Gomish. G-O, M like Mary, I-S-H.
Okay.
It said on it, granted. I'm assuming that means that it's going to be put through, which I didn't buy anything, and it's a duplicate.
Okay.
And I don't even know who they are.
I mean, you did say that zip code was 10075. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
I am not locating you in my system for that. I'm not pulling your name up.
This is Antella Loft, correct?
No, ma'am. This happens to be a third-party call center that you're connected with. Now, we do act as customer service for multiple companies who happen to be online merchants and vendors. But I'm not locating you in my system under your first and last name under that zip code you provided me with.
Okay, so what do I do? Who do I contact?
How much are you being billed?
It was like $124 and change twice from today. And I didn't buy anything today. I buy enough, but I did not buy this.
Okay, because the only Judy I'm locating in my system is a Judy Price.
Oh, okay. It could be under Price. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I did locate you in the system for those charges. Give me one moment, please.
Sure.
And for security purposes, Miss Judy, could you please verify your shipping address for me?
Sure. 435 East 79th Street, apartment 3U, New York, New York, 10075.
Yes. I do see back on February the 2nd. Did you ever remember paying shipping and handling to receive? This is a skincare product. You paid $4.95 for the cream, and you also paid $4.95 shipping and handling for the eye serum.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a charge of $124 and change, duplicated twice.
That's where the charge originates from. You paid the shipping and handling to receive these skincare products. They were in a trial period. It seems like they were in a 7-day trial period from the date that you placed the order to receive them. And when you did not cancel within that time frame, then they bill you the full amount of each one of the products, which was $124.97. That's for the skin cream and the eye serum.
Okay, so it's all right. I do order things like that, but it came up as flowers today, and I was like, I didn't order any flowers.
That vendor's, that's a merchant's name it was billed under, and I do apologize because it can throw you, but that's what those two charges are for.
Okay, then that's fine. I'll live with it. Thank you so much for checking.
You're more than welcome, ma'am, and I do thank you for calling customer support as well.
Okay, thanks. Have a good
one. You're welcome. Bye-bye.